Hey, good ever. Blah, 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 blah. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Trim Radio Offsides. I am Michael, and this is Offsides College Football's Top 25 Plus 5 with your hosts, John and Kalen. And of course, I'm here to screw things up and, well, a little bit of humor. That's my job. Anyway, we've got a lot going on. A lot of good games that we had last week. Now we've got some. Oh, now we just got kicked off of our extra camera with Kalen, and we will put it back on. Anyway, we this is going to be one of those nights. I could tell already. So, John, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We are doing wonderful. I am. There we go. Let's see if we can get this fixed. I'm working on it right now. There we go. And that should do it. All right. Now we're good to go.
Hello, okay. I'm back.
Yeah, we're all back. Here we go. Isn't that wonderful? John, we had some good games last week, and I'll tell you what, there were a couple surprises. We had some surprises last week.
All ACC surprises.
Yeah, well, the ACC is like it's kind of like that Jack in the Box, you know, but somebody has to crank the handle.
And all the ACC is an oven. You got all the cupcakes in there baking. That's it.
Yeah.
All right, some of them come out good, some not bad. It just depends on the batch.
Half of them want to pay for NIL, half of them don't.
Mm-hmm. That's like adding sugar into the cookie mix, you know. Some of them don't like the sugar, so.
or on stevia.
Stevia, yeah. I like to think of it as that little handle. You know, it goes all the way around, and the last thing, and the top's supposed to pop up, but it's rusted, and it goes like this, and it won't go up. So it's like stuck, you know. That's kind of how I look at the ACC. Pretty much Virginia's just hanging on by a thread.
Yeah.
You know,
they're doing good, though.
They're doing good. I mean, Pitt still has a chance unless, you know, they've only got two losses.
Georgia Tech.
You know, Georgia Tech's in there. They're hanging on by a strand. Virginia's hanging on by a strand. I see some real trouble brewing for the ACC. And it's not the good trouble either. So.
And Dabo is still praising Klubnik.
Yeah. Well, he's Dabo. Right now, I think he's lucky to even be, you know, how do I say? They're not good.
Above 500.
Yeah, they're not good, you know. They're just not good. Oh, let's see. Hang on here. What happened here? Oh, there we go. Okay, there we go. Yeah, they're not good at all. I don't care. It's the one time that I did, you know, I didn't pull for Clemson because they let me down four times, and all of a sudden they win the game.
And they win.
And I'm like, okay. Yeah, there's a conspiracy going on. So,
in the group of five?
Somebody's getting paid. Say that.
This is the next problem.
Yeah.
Memphis, oh my God. Please just win a game, a big game.
I don't think it's going to happen. I'm not sure, but I don't understand what happened. It just all everything kind of went south, and it's not good. But we've got some great games this week, and I think we should go over them. Let's go top 25, John. I'll let you begin. Ohio State at UCLA. What do you got, Swami?
I have Ohio State by 30.
By 30?
By 30.
Now, here's my only concern. Is UCLA pulls a Penn State, you know?
They'll be happy to leave Southern California with all the rain and the floods. And then they'll get to the dry land and they won't know what to do. They just will not know what to do.
Okay. Am I echoing or anything?
You're fine.
We're here. We got a rat-a-tat-tat here, and we can't figure out what it is.
That's UCLA banging on the cellar door.
It's something. It's somebody's knocking on the door. I'm not sure what. We'll just move that over there. Maybe over there. It's got to be something. All right. So you've got Ohio State by 30. I think it's too much. I think it's too much. I think UCLA and Nico Iamalava come out. They give them a little bit of a game. Three touchdowns. You know, four touchdowns, that's an awful lot. You think that they're going to cream their butts like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It'll be a new Indiana whooping.
UCLA is one of those finesse teams. Like, they have talent. That's not the question. Like, they've got talent, but they don't have coaching. So, really, it falls on the quarterback, which, no offense, we played him before. 42-14.
Yeah, that's
it. Made him leave.
42-21, I believe, wasn't it?
I don't know.
No,
it was a lot.
It was a lot, but they broke his helmet.
Yeah. So they're playing again. Wow. I'm going to see a lot of the same.
There might be 10 targeting calls. Break this home again.
There's going to be a lot of targeting.
Yeah. Oh, who knows? I like Ohio State.
Ohio State's defense at home? No way.
That's a good job. That defense at home? No. Oh, he starts it off right. I can't even raise my.
Yeah,
you know.
The defense is so versatile. I mean, the ways that they can attack an offense, and the greatest part about it, you haven't even seen the pass rush.
Yeah, I think this is, you know.
That's what's scary. They haven't even shown pass rush. Rarely. I think maybe 8 times this year have they shown a pass rush.
I've only seen like two blitz packages.
Yeah,
that's about it. And, you know. If they really want to rattle his cage early, you know, you got to get him running. You know what I'm saying? Get him running.
I just see the opening kickoff being at the goal line, and they fumble. I hope they can.
I could see it. All right, I like it. Ohio State. All right, next up on the list.
Number 2, Indiana.
Indiana versus Wisconsin. He's twitching. He's twitching and glitching. Every time that the game goes on, he's you know, his head's bobbing. He's twitching. His hand.
Indiana by 14.
I like Indiana in this one also. I think Indiana by 14 is not far off. You know,
them boys is tired. They've been through the ringer.
They'll probably ride Fickell out of, you know, to the season. You know, it's not going anywhere at this point. It's over. But they'll just carry him on to the end of the season. But he's more than on the griddle.
They'll drive him from Bloomington to Cincinnati and say, remember this?
Yeah. Here, take a bath. Yeah. Yeah, it just didn't pan out for him there. So I understand. But, yeah, he'll be gone probably at the end of the year. And, you know, I feel sorry for the guy. The talent level's gone up. The NIL worked against him. I mean, this is not the same Wisconsin team that had them big boys that were running backs. I mean, you know.
No Ron Dane.
Ron Dane reminded me of Earl Campbell. You know? run down the line and just rah, you know.
Guys who like contact.
Yeah, he was a brute. All right, so next on the list, here we go. This is the interesting one.
Number three, Georgia. And they play Texas.
At Georgia. Now, Texas fans, I don't mean to be upsetting or anything else, but this is where, well, this is your exit. You will no longer be in the playoffs after this weekend. I think that Georgia wins a close game.
Not so fast, my friend. Arch Manning's rebirth 2.0.
Uh-oh. Kalen's starting to pull for Tomato Boy.
Yep. Tomato Boy is going to become softball legend this weekend.
We're not even going to call him Tomato Boy anymore. Can we just call him Tomato Head? We're going to – he's pulling for Tomato Head, okay?
Instead of the chosen one, he'll be the adopted one.
Yeah.
I got Texas with the upset, baby.
Swami, what do you got?
I have Georgia by 6. But I think – If it gets away in the first half, it'll be 26. No way.
I like Georgia. Yeah.
No.
I like Georgia. Don't get me wrong. I like Georgia.
No. No.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem, though. Is Kirby Smart still got an edge in the SEC?
He does over Sarkisian.
He does over Sarkisian, that's for sure.
Yeah. Three times. How many times? Three.
Yes.
Three times.
Sark does have an X factor. It is happens to be his defense.
No. John?
Got it now. Sark has lost to Georgia 3 times. But as every other team in the SEC has shown, Kirby Smart likes to be consistent with the way Kirby Smart goes about a game.
He wins.
He ends up winning, but understand, there is at times in the games where he has to lean on the talent versus coaching.
That's called football. You lean on the talent.
Not my point.
Well, I don't know what the point is. I'm just saying he finds a way to win. He leans on the talent. That spells F-O-G-B-A. Yeah, I don't think Texas is going to pull this off. I think they're out of the playoffs. And any last glimpses of hope, we have now
dashed. Y'all have doubted me all this year, and I've been correct on these upset calls.
I'm going to tell you. I'm sorry. I'm going with I'm going with Eli Manning and Peyton Manning. He must have been adopted.
I agree. But he's got upside, and he's learning quick. Not too quick.
Georgia by 6 sounds about right to me.
I think it'll be 26.
It won't be that much.
If it starts
Texas
to go.
Texas is hungry for another. They want to be made sure that they're getting in.
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All that money spent, they're going to make sure they get in.
It's a balance check.
I'm going to say Sark is probably on a little bit of a hot seat right now. It may not look like it. It may not sound like it. But let's explain something, all right?
He's not on the griddle. He's on a seat warmer at best.
Yes, I'll say a seat warmer. Let's go there. But if you lose to Georgia, you get dropped on out and become the 5th or 6th team in the SEC. After all this promise, after almost 45 to 50 mil spent within the last year in nil, you got to ask a question. Would you be on the hot seat then, especially if you didn't meet expectations, even at the minimum?
Well, I think a lot of you have to understand too, a lot of these people have a misconception about the money that's spent. Some of the money that is spent is actually to keep the guys that they have there.
Yes.
Rather than out recruiting new guys to the portal.
That's not my point though, but the money spent is still money spent. All right. The printer went, that's the point. You see?
Yeah.
So it's like, look at Penn State. Penn State basically said, look, we spent the money, we got the guy you wanted, and you didn't produce. Therefore, you got to go.
Well, they're not going to do that to him, but I will tell you this. Is you remember on Seinfeld where they wouldn't deliver your Bennis? Okay, well, Who's this? Bad bet. So that's the one that I look at. Bad bet. That's it. All right, next up, John.
Number four, Ole Miss.
Ole Miss.
Who are they playing?
Florida.
Whoa, is that Florida?
It don't matter where it's at. It's only an asshole. I mean, Butler.
Oh, yeah, they finally got rid of Napier. Never mind. Ole Miss is
It is roll. At Ole Miss.
Yeah. Ole Miss is going to roll.
Yeah, Napier's gone, and Ole Miss is going to just destroy Florida. I like it. I like it. I like it a lot.
Ole Miss by 26.
I like it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Remember, everybody, they called Florida a good win.
Here comes an interesting one, but I'm going to tell you I already have my thoughts on this one. It's at Alabama, and it's Alabama versus Oklahoma. Don't bet against Alabama, especially when they're at home.
Especially when they're playing Oklahoma.
Yeah, I just don't. I like Alabama by 10, maybe even 14.
My numbers say Alabama by 12.
Look at that. I said 10-14, and it's right in between at 12.
And that's in a headwind.
Yes. Yeah, I just don't think that they can keep up. I think Ty Simpson picks them apart. I think that the defense eats them alive.
No, well, here's the thing is Oklahoma's defense is the best defense that Alabama's going to be facing. Statistically, yes.
You mean, is Alabama faced a tougher defense? Well,
no, they haven't.
You sure?
I'm sure.
Well, then what the hell happened at Florida State?
Florida State's defense, go look at it statistically ranked. It's terrible.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Alabama had a DeBoer moment. That's all it is.
A DeBoer moment?
DeBoer moment.
Oh.
So the question now I have to ask is Alabama riding on talent right now, or are they riding on actual good coaching? Is this
the right band?
Huh?
The band and the fight song. The right song. The opposing teams are tired of listening to that damn fight song being.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And it is a lot of fight song. Yes, it is. So the old country's sick of their fight song.
I like it,
but nobody's beating them.
The issue I have is I like Oklahoma's defense. I don't like their offense though. They're so inconsistent that you can't – I cannot go against Bama in this choice.
I gotta go with Bama. I think Mateer gets nervous when he gets a little pressure, and here's what happens.
That's the point.
He zips the ball to guys that are 10 feet away, and he can crack –
He does the same thing that Underwood does.
And he can
crack – Yeah.
I mean, he throws it as hard as he can. He could crack their skulls open. Okay, and the guy's not 10 feet away.
And he's sitting there, and as soon as the ball deems him, he's like, what is this?
Or he throws it high, or he likes to sometimes.
It's wild.
Yeah,
it's wild.
It's not consistent.
And that's what I said. The offense is inconsistent. So, in that choice, I would have Bama. But I just think it's going to be a lot less than one. I would say Bama by 6. Maybe.
No. Bama by 14.
I'll be passed away and Shannon go, Bama.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you'll see it on my lips, Bama. Or I'll close my eyes and it'll say Alabama. All right, next one up.
Number 6, Texas A&M. And they're at South Carolina.
Now, last year, South Carolina
pulled the upset.
Pulled an upset on them boys. It gave them a whooping. It will not happen again.
No. Revenge story is what this is going to be.
Lenora Sellerson spent some of his $4.2 million on something else. Maybe some tickets to Alabama.
You need something.
He needs something. He talks.
He needs some help.
I have not figured that out. It's got to be in the speakers. He's just a ticking and a flicking. Yeah, I like Texas A&M on this one. Swami, what do you have point spread wise?
I have A&M by 26.
26?
26.
Wow.
That's a revenge tour.
Yep, revenge tour.
It may look like Ole Miss is playing Citadel.
Yep, I like it. I like it, I like it, I like it. We're on the right picks here, Swami. I'm agreeing with you on everything so far. The next one right here, Minnesota is at Oregon. Now, Oregon has gotten lucky a couple of times. Close game with Iowa. Very close game with Penn State.
I would take Minnesota out of all three of them to upset Oregon.
Could this be a trap game for Oregon?
It is.
No.
But it's in Eugene, and that's the only questionable factor here is Minnesota doesn't play too well in big-time stadiums on the road.
So, yeah, Minnesota sometimes lets
the noise get to them.
Lets the noise get to them, that's for sure.
Minnesota doesn't play well again west of South North Dakota and not well south of Iowa.
I know, I'm working on it. I'm trying to figure out what it is.
No, I'm taking Oregon by 6, though.
My number is Oregon by 16.
I like it. I like Oregon in this game. They're at home. I like them in this game. I think that they're powerful. They'll be all right. They're not going to let up now because they're towards the end. They see it. They see it. They're waiting for Indiana to stumble. Indiana stumbles.
Indiana is going to go right into the Big Ten.
John, is that better?
No, not really.
How's that?
Well, that'll teach you to play Indiana State.
All right, so now we move on. We have got, here's a good game for about 2 minutes. Next one up, Swami.
Number eight is Texas, and they're still playing. And number nine is Texas Tech.
At Texas Tech against UCF.
That'll be a follow-up.
University of Central Florida. Now, I don't know what their record is this year, UCF's, but they are going to be any match for Texas Tech.
I think they're 5-4.
They're what?
5-4.
Soon to be 5-5. I just don't see.
No, they're 4-5. 4-5.
Oh well, then they'll be 4-6. There we go. That makes it even easier. So, yeah, I don't see them beating Texas Tech. What's the pick, Swami? I'm going to say Texas Tech by 14.
Texas Tech by 18. Number 10.
Notre Dame. At Pittsburgh. And remember, Pittsburgh only has 2 losses. They are still in the hunt, technically,
for the ACC garbage trophy.
Yeah, yeah.
And that for the baking sale.
This is why Notre Dame did not go to the ACC for football.
And they might win that little clown box, the one that's got the rusted top that doesn't pop up. They might win that little box. But this could be a dangerous game for Notre Dame.
It'd be dangerous if they all score 50.
Yeah, I like Notre Dame too. Yeah, but it ain't going to be a lot. I'll bet you 10. Yeah, maybe 10. 7 to 10 points. What do you got, Swami?
Notre Dame. Plus 6.
Plus 6.
Curfew. 26.
All right, moving on.
Number 11.
BYU. At BYU, and they're playing TCU.
This will be a close one.
No, because TCU only has, what, 2 losses, John?
Yep.
I got BYU.
BYU just got beat. They got 2 losses or 1 loss. Well, they got 2 losses, don't they? 1 loss.
BYU is 8-1.
Yeah, they lost last week.
And they're going to lose week 12.
This is where...
I got BYU.
Swami, what do you got on this one? This one's a close call.
I have BYU by 4, but I think TCU will win.
I kind of have that feeling, too.
It's at TCU.
Oh, it is at TCU.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm kind of liking that one.
That's my underdog.
I kind of like that one. All right, so we move on. Now we got number 12. Georgia Tech at Boston College, sir. You too, baby.
That'll be over.
Georgia Tech still has only 1 loss. And they're hungry for that championship. They are. They're hungry for that championship. I like Georgia Tech in this one, John. What do you say, Swami?
I think Georgia Tech and Tech has to be in this game by 5.
Yeah, I like Georgia Tech.
And it's a Boston College. It'll be 20 degrees.
Yeah, it is going to be cold. That's for sure. It is definitely going to be cold. Well, somebody better warm up.
A band.
No. That's the fan. Don't mess with the fan. Don't play with the fan.
It sounds like there's raindrops.
Yes.
That's what it sounds like.
And I'm at a loss as to where it's at. Hang on. I'm not sure why. Can you still hear us?
Yep.
I don't know.
Or someone just plugged in a can of tobacco and they're tapping the box.
Yeah.
You can.
What is the problem? I will have to work on this later.
Now it's got a beat.
What's that?
Now the sound has a beat. Has a beat.
I don't know what it is. I have to look at it, investigate it, see what's going on with it, and why it doesn't want to play nice. I'm not sure.
Maybe it's trying to play tap or something.
Can you hear us?
I can hear you. I can hear both.
I'm not sure what it is. I think it's the speakers. We've had a cat in here, and every once in a while, the cat likes to go across my soundboard. It's disruptive. All right, next one up.
Number 13, Miami.
Yep, Miami against North Carolina State.
So this is a chance for Miami to get back in the top 12 because Texas is losing.
I don't know. North Carolina State has, they're one of those let's show up, let's not show up teams.
Doreen is like the coach of North Carolina.
Is it popping on that one? Huh? Undo this one. So what do you got, Swami?
I have Miami by 12.
I like that. That's not bad. That's not bad at all. It's the speakers. Don't worry about it. It's the speakers. And number 14. Southern Cal. And they're going to take on Iowa, and I believe it's at Southern Cal.
That's correct.
Iowa has 3 losses?
I think so.
Indiana was 1.
Yeah, they're 6-3. Didn't they lose Oregon last week?
Yes. That was their 3rd loss. So they're out of the playoff picture. But USC is not. So USC, I think, is going to play a good game. I believe that USC wins this game. I'll take USC by 6. What do you got, Swami?
That's what the number say.
By 6. It's at USC. And then we've got 2 teams that are napping, Memphis and Vanderbilt. They're napping. So that leaves us to number 17.
Tennessee.
Yep. And they are at Tennessee against New Mexico State. Do we really need to even get into this?
Gotta get into scheduling.
Yeah. Yeah, Tennessee gets a game in there every once in a while that, you know, it's like a pickleball game, you know.
We used to be eight weeks for the SEC. They were always New Mexico State, Citadel, Mercer.
Tennessee A&M.
Yeah. East Texas A&M Community College.
Well, obviously we're all going to take Tennessee in this one, which puts us at number 18.
Virginia. And they play Duke at Virginia.
Yeah, I like Virginia in this one, not by a lot, probably by about 6.
And that's what I thought. Exactly.
Yeah, that'll be a good game, but I like Virginia in this one. Somebody's got to win the ACC. Somebody, come on. Somebody step up to the plate. It's like hot potato. One of them throws it to the other one. I don't want to do it. You do it. You know? It's like the grocery store. They gave up on us. And they said, here, you work. You do it. So that's where we're at with that one. Next up, number 19.
Missouri.
And it doesn't say where it's at. Mississippi State or at Missouri?
It's at Missouri. And Missouri is only quarterback.
Yeah. It's not looking good for him. And
everything was fine so they played Vanderbilt.
Yeah, you would think just with the running back alone they can handle business, but I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure here. This is that tough game to call. Who do you like, Swami, and what do you got?
I have Missouri by 8, but I don't like.
You don't like it either.
I don't like one of the teams that has to be quarterback.
I agree. I'll have to think about that one. All right, next one down the line.
Number 20, SMU.
And they're idle.
They're not sure. They win, lose, or B.I.
They could lose during the idle week.
The Browns lose every week.
Yeah. To loss. Next one down. Louisville. Versus
number 21, Louisville plays Wisconsin.
Yeah. Part of me would like to pick Clemson in this game. It's at Louisville. Swami, what do you got?
Yeah, Louisville might.
Yeah, I like Louis too. All right, that'll end Clemson's dash their hopes and dreams for the year. They've already got, what, 4 or 5 losses?
Clemson. They are 4 and 5.
Yep, 4 and 5. This would make them 4 and 6. Dashed.
And they'll be the unbowled contender.
They would be. For the first time, and I couldn't tell you how long, there'd be no bowls. None. In over 9 years. Over 9 years, no bowls. Yep, I like Louisville in that one too. I think it'll be close, but it'll definitely be Louisville. Number 22, John.
Michigan. And they're at Northwestern. Damn cold game.
This could get rough for Michigan. Absolutely. Northwestern only has 3 losses, I believe. What are they, 3 losses, John, or 4?
Northwest. They're 5 and 4.
Lost to Indiana. hungry for a bowl. If they can knock Michigan off, if they can knock Michigan off like they did Penn State, you know, by 1 point, guess what? Northwestern can go to a bowl. They'd be 6-4, eligible for a bowl, and there'd be nothing better than watch Michigan go, there goes our playoff hopes. There they go. Dashed. Which wouldn't hurt my feelings.
I have Michigan by 12.
By 12?
12.
I don't know. I got to tell you, as much as I do want to pull for Michigan on this one, well, Michigan, is, which I don't really like to, I think Northwestern can bring them a game. Mm-hmm. I think this could be a trap game for Michigan.
We'll see if they like to play on frozen grass.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And Swami, you said the pick is by 12?
By 12.
Weather factor, if it snows, he's got the advantage.
Northwestern. It's at Northwestern. Northwestern would have, they would have the weather advantage, I believe, over Michigan.
Yeah.
Michigan plays good in their stadium, but when it comes to rough weather, they're not that great in other people's stadiums. Yeah,
God, I hate taking off.
All right. The last one up, because we've already covered Oklahoma and TCU, is Utah at Baylor. I kind of like the Utes in this one. What do you got, Swami?
I have the Utes by 12.
Yep, Utes by 12.
And it's at Baylor.
Did they finally get a new one, or are they still on, you know, 17th year starter?
They could play him rising. They'll play him till he hits the grave. That would be Cam Rising.
So that will be Scooter Roberts in the big game.
Utah by 7. All right, we got to move along fast here. We only got 8 minutes. Boise State at San Diego State.
Mm. You know what? Give me San Diego State.
I don't know anything about San Diego State this year, John. What's their?
They're 7-2. 7-2.
And Boise's 7-2, aren't they?
Boise 6-3.
Like
and the game is at
San Diego State by 3.
And I have Boise by 2.
No. Yeah, I can't see. Wait a minute there, mister. No.
No.
All right. Liberty at Florida International. Who picked these games? John, what have you done? I know nothing about Liberty at all. But I think Liberty is one game, lost one game, two games.
Florida International, 3-5. And Liberty. I have a list of those. Liberty. They are 4-5.
3-5 versus 4-5.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, it's at Florida International. Home team by 3 points.
I don't have Liberty in the ring. And I had a bunch of pieces.
All you got to do, I say, people, is just pick one. The next one is interesting, though. Bonus number 3, Kennesaw State at Jacksonville State.
That's Conference USA, one and two.
Yep, I like Kennesaw State. I like them by 3.
Vegas has 51-48%. Kennesaw State.
Yeah, Jacksonville State. Okay, Kalen says he's taking Jacksonville State.
That's a good pick.
He'll tell me all weekend, I called it. I picked it. I called it. Well, I pull up my little piece of paper and says, not so fast, mister. No, you didn't. All right, next one. North Carolina at Wake Forest. This is a no-brainer for me. I'm picking Wake Forest.
Yeah, You know what?
Well, Wake Forest does like to show. They at least try. I give them.
This will make them bowl eligible.
Yeah, I give them a T for trying. So I like Wake Forest by 3. Swami, what do you got?
I have. Let me see. I haven't looked at this game in a while. North Carolina. Wake Forest. You think I would look for a show? So, Wake Forest for 10.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right. Bonus game number 5. And, folks, let me tell you, this will be a game. But I'm still not sure which way I want to go. Being a Navy guy, part of me wants to say Navy, and then the other part wants to say no. South Florida, the Bulls.
The math is twice.
The math says Navy, right?
That's right.
The math says Navy.
Where's it being played?
At Navy. So it's at
Annapolis. Navy. Navy by 14.
South Florida. They've,
doesn't matter.
They've
South
got,
Florida's going to get beat the hell out of
them. I don't know, man. The Bulls are tough.
They can be tough.
Yeah,
Navy wins. Games here. And they've won 7 already.
I'll take Navy. Navy by 3.
And I'm reaching for it. South Florida pass Memphis for the number 12. But that's a win.
I think Navy can wreck them. I do.
No, put right back into
Notre Dame, and they got butchered. But that was Notre Dame. I mean, Jeremy Love.
They're gonna do well.
And I think Navy is angry now. And I like Navy in this one. If Navy can get past this one, then they're back in the driver's seat in the conference.
I just like the U5 team against number 12. No one wants it.
It's still going to happen. I mean, they might get flipped away like a gnat, but the thing
so,
is...
So that would move North Texas in the number 12 spot. And the numbers I have, So South Florida.
All right, let's move on to our Heisman hopefuls. We're at 8 o'clock. Tonight I can't stay on long. But let's go over the Heisman hopefuls real quick, John.
I sent out a list again.
I got it right here. John has Sawyer Robinson, Baylor. 201 attempts, 326 completions, or tries, 201 completions out of 326, 2,780 yards, 26 TDs, 7 interceptions, less than $1.7 million deal with Nike. He's up there. He's number one. And then, next one down, John, take it.
Julian State quarterback South or Ohio State, 251 attempts for 2,491 yards, but his efficiency is like 80.99%. 24 touchdowns, four interceptions.
And all he could get was a Panini deal.
Panini deal.
At $3 million.
Yeah.
A Panini deal.
And then below him is Tommy Castellanos, quarterback, Florida State. 100 completions out of 166 for 1,878 yards. 10 TDs, 5 interceptions, 41 rushes for 217 yards, 76.0 quarterback rating. With a $800,000 deal.
I don't know if that's $800,000. That's a dot right there, and that might be $800. That's about what it's worth.
Yeah. And I don't know.
$800,000.
Yeah. All right. Number 40. Here we go. Number 44 on the thing. But the next one up is Tomato Head. Tomato Head, Arch Manning.
Archie, my boy.
Quarterback, Texas. Take over, John.
He only has 81 completions, 135 attempts, 21.3 yards, 18 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. And I think Red Bulls will have 7.199 in the NFL.
Yeah, and he's great for tomato and cars on a Friday night. And, folks, this is why you should pick Georgia. That's our gimme game. Take Georgia.
His average is coming up for 71%.
All right, Kalen, you read the next one right there.
All right, we got Carson Beck, quarterback, Miami. 174 out of 240 attempts. 1,947 yards, 14 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, and 84.4 QBR, 10 rushes for 19 yards. And he's getting paid 5.18.
Yes, and things have not panned out for him quite as well as what he would think. But that's life. That's what happens when you throw 4 of those interceptions in one game.
Potato.
Yeah. We have Tomato Head and Potato Head. Carson Beck was Potato Head. All right, next one down. John.
Lenore's quarterback, South Carolina. 108 receptions for 171 attempts. 1,533 yards. 7 touchdowns. 5 interceptions. 1 fumble. And he's making $4.2 million.
So for receivers, is that what we're on right now?
Makai Lemon, yeah. United, Southern Cal, 61 receptions, 937 yards, 6 touchdowns, 265,000 NIL.
Pay him more than that. He's working. We got Jeremiah Smith, wide receiver for Ohio State. 65 receptions for 860 yards, 10 touchdowns, 13.3 average per reception, and he's getting paid $4.4 million.
And number 13, Mario Carver, Texas A&M, 46 receptions. 705 yards. Four TDs.
Nobody's paying the man?
I couldn't find this one.
Oh, man. Ain't getting paid.
So who took a big jump? It's running back. Emmons Johnson, Nebraska. 175 rushes. 1,100 yards. 11 touchdowns.
Wow. But production numbers, though, you still got to go with Jeremy Love, running back for Notre Dame. 141 rushes for 988 yards and 13 touchdowns.
He's a machine.
More productions, less touches.
He's the lawnmower man.
I mean, you're talking almost 30-something rushes between Johnson and Love.
I like the lawnmower meeting. He is just no joke.
And they're only, what, 50 yards in difference? Yeah, and Love still has more. All right, defense.
Owen Long, 110 tackles, Colorado State. 11 tackles a game. We already said this. The boy is working. He is working overtime. He's working when nobody else is. I think he's playing on Sundays. Yep. I'm not sure. But somebody's having some kind of game because he's got still the most tackles and he's in bed. I don't know.
11 tackles. 11 tackles. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean,
literally, you're the main one tackling somebody throughout at least 2 to 3 plays in a series.
Think about this. Your honorable mention, Bishop Fitzgerald for USC, 5 interceptions, 20 tackles. 20 tackles. Now, this guy, in one game, okay, Owen Long, 11 tackles a game. Okay, 11 tackles a game. This guy's got 20 on the air. He's got 11 in one game, man. That's his average.
That's average, meaning he's had more.
I mean, the boy is just...
If you're hitting 20-something, 30-something tackles in a game, I got to ask you how.
Yeah. I mean...
Are you running for your life? Yeah. Did you stop him? I mean, you've got to figure there's a coach somewhere on the sideline smacking his guys in the head. What are you doing out there? You're doing nothing. Look at him.
Look at him.
Look at him. He's making tackles left and right. You, what are you doing? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, he's deep in it. He's got 110 tackles already. I mean, that's crazy. All right, Anthony Hill, linebacker, Texas. 64 tackles, 2 forced fumbles.
The reason why they'll be good. So I got 4 of the players that were statistically out.
Yeah, I mean, on defense, I think it's pretty easy to see that Owen Long is running circles around the rest of the country. Okay? I mean, that's pretty evident. And if he gets another,
the portal opens, he'll be picked.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. And I don't see why would you stay at Colorado State if you could definitely get big NIL money somewhere else.
Oh, yeah.
And play and start.
Be gone.
11 tackles. Oh, my goodness.
It's like that guy from Replacements.
Danny, I want the ball. Can you get the ball, Danny? Danny, get me the ball.
Here's the ball, coach.
I'm going to get you the ball. I'll get you the ball. And that, folks, is going to do it for us. John, I'm sorry tonight was a quick night.
That's all right.
It's just kind of a little faster than what we had to. Of course, we're really only on an hour because we had a little technical difficulty. But we got that fixed. But with that, folks, good luck on your pick'ems.
Going to be good games.
It's going to be some good games. Tough picks. So good luck with it, and we will catch you next week. And, that's what we'll do. All right, John. We'll talk.
I'll talk to you soon.
Bye. Bye-bye.